be with you all.
祝福在座以及透过线上参加崇拜的弟兄姐妹们，喜气洋洋，聚团圆，阖家欢乐，庆新年。
Wishing all of you joyful reunion, happy family in the new year.
愿大家在新的一年里面平安喜乐，主恩满意。
May all of you be blessed with God's joy and peace abounding.
新年的到来就是要将一切的挂虑或者不开心的事忘掉，然后充满欢喜快乐的去过新年。
New Year has come. Let us put aside all worries and unhappy matters. Let us celebrate the New Year full of joy and happiness.
而去年呢，我是以这个罗马书十五章十三节的经文呢，作为这个新年讲到的彼此勉励的经文。
In my sharing last year, I shared from the verse Romans 15:13.
就是但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Verse says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够去了解明白说，因着上帝的这个应许信实和他的怜悯呢，并借着圣灵的大能呢，我们是可以过一个具有这个充满盼望的喜乐平安的生活。
This helps us to understand that through God's promise, His faithfulness and mercy, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, it is possible to live a life filled with joy, peace, and hope.
而且呢，我们也要有预备一颗惊喜的心，来去领受上帝应许的这个实现和他要赐给我们的祝福。正如刚才我们的神牧师带我们所领唱的诗歌，我们要以惊喜的心来去数算主的恩典。
At the same time, we are to harbor a heart of expectation to be surprised by God and to receive the fulfillment of His promise and the blessings given to us.
而今年呢，我是以2023年，我是以腓立比书第四章四到七节呢，作为讲道信息的经文。
This morning, I shall share from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7.
希望新一年的开始呢，我们一同学习保罗如何在这个生活中呢，告诉我们要常常喜乐，应当一无挂虑，领受上帝赐给人出人意外的这个平安的教导。
At the start of the year, we learn from the Apostle Paul how to rejoice in life always, to be free from anxiety, and to receive the teaching of God's peace that surpasses all understanding.
今天的这个经文的信息的经文，我会先以华语来念，过后我们请有圣长老来以英语来念一遍。腓立比书第四章四到七节，我相信大家都很熟悉这几节的经文。第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我在说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心主已经尽了。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉上帝，上帝所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
每一次当我读这一段经文时呢，都经常跳动着我的这个神经和思维。
Every time I read this passage, my heart and my mind is stirred.
因为经文说，你们应当一无挂虑，要靠主常常喜乐等。
It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Do not be anxious about anything.
我在想，人真的是可以做到或是达到应当一无挂虑的境界吗？
Ask myself, can people really practice or attain this status of having nothing to worry about?
弟兄姐妹们，可以吗？
Is that possible?
可以做到一无挂虑吗？
Without nothing to worry.
今天挂虑了，完了，然后明天又有新的来，对不对？
Seems that we keep on worrying today and tomorrow.
所以对我而言，我觉得这或许是不太可能的，或者是说是相当困难的事情。
For me, this seems almost impossible, if not very difficult.
比如来说，经过这个三年了，新冠疫情所带冲击， 我看到许多的不论是国家或者社会，在这个经济的收入、人民生活的各个层面呢，都难免受到很大的这个冲击跟影响。
Say, you know, after 3 years of the COVID pandemic, then I see that, well, be it nations or societies, there's a huge impact on the economy, in the income, in people's lives on all aspects.
比如说，我们看到通货膨胀导致现在物价全部都涨价，50块钱去菜市场买鱼买肉买得到吗？有了一点点，对吗？
Inflation has led to increase in price. What can you get for $50 today?
可能呢，我们这个公司一些公司哦，他说借重组的名义呢，可能就将一些人裁掉了。
And then you know, in the company when there's reorganization, there's employment.
另外，可能是国与国之间的这个战争导、啊、还有各地大自然的灾害呢，导致粮食或者是汽油啦，大自然都很短缺。
Wars between countries and natural disasters around the world have caused shortage in food and natural gas.
比如说，个人方面，可能说啊，你去做个身体的检查，突然发现告诉说啊，你的身体可能有些的毛病，需要接受这个治疗或者是手术。
On a personal matter, you know, sometimes we may encounter health crisis. I go for a medical checkup, then I got, you know, to have some disease or some illness, I require medical treatment.
很好的反应，突然间有事情发生了
，very sudden，
或者是说你真的也不想的，突然间就发生了一些交通的意外等等。
Or lucky worse, then you met some unforeseen, unfortunate accidents.
就以我自己来说
，personal experience。
前几天呢，我就不断的接到这个租房子的中介的这个信息，告诉我说，我虽然重新已经签了租房子的合约。可是呢，在填写更新这个建物局的这个所谓的资料的时候呢，发现到那个所谓的配额的分配呢是没有办法通过的。
My personal experience for the past few days, I have been receiving messages from my rental agent. He informed me that although I had resigned the contract, HDB did not approve the quota allocation after we filed the application.
然后呢，房东有提出了这个上诉，但是。也告诉我说已经被拒绝驳回了。
The landlord has appealed, but it was rejected.
所以呢，现在只能够在等二月份看他的那个租的配额，就是说是否可以转成绿色。这样呢，如果绿色就可以申请到，不然的话呢，就是没有办法通过申请呢，就要在很短的时间之内呢，我要去再次寻找新的租屋，或者是说去再次很辛苦的去搬家。
So for now, I can only wait.And wait until February to see whether the rental quota will be given the green light. And then if it's not approved, then I will need to find new renter anew and relocate again in a very short time.
所以刚才我所讲以上的各种挂历和担心的事情的发生呢，我相信对任何人来说呢，在新年期间要心里充满欢喜快乐的去过新年，确实好像不大容易。
So there are really many worrying matters happening. It is indeed not easy for anyone to go through the new year full of joy and, you know, in this season.
因为呢，新年之后你还是要继续去面对或者是去处理你仍然存在的问题或者是挑战困难等等。
Because we say, wow, after the celebration and the festivities, we still need to face and deal with the problems that exist.
怎么办呢？
What can we do?
要常常喜乐，一无挂虑，是不是真的是很难？
Isn't it really difficult to be always joyful and free from worry?
最近我听些歌的时候，我发现有句话出来就很有意思。他说：“生活百般滋味，人生需要笑对。”
So I heard this song. It says that there are all kinds of tastes in life, and life needs to be.
我觉得这句话 ，sorry.
Yeah, laugh at. Yeah.
我觉得这句话很有那种的深度。
I find this very profound.
人生真的是没有痛苦烦恼了，不叫人生。
Life is not without pain and trouble.
人生有这个高潮，也有低谷，总要以欢笑去面对。
Life has its highs and lows, and we must embrace life with laughter.
而在这句话里面，其实呢，只要我们的心态和思维能够放得正确的时候呢，我相信就能过得更好。
As long as our attitude and mindset are in place, we can live better.
那么呢，根据今天的经文，我们应当怎样才能常常喜乐和一无挂虑呢？
According to today's God's word, then how can we always be joyful and worry-free?
保罗在今天第四和第六节的经文这么说： 你们要靠主常常喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐。
Verse 4, verse 6, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求、感谢，将你们所要的告诉上帝。
Do not be anxious about everything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
请先注意第一个关键字，就是靠主。
Note the first key word, rely on the Lord.
这里呢，主要是要告诉我们说，我们能够所常常喜乐的这个基础呢，是靠主的缘故。
The basis that we can always rejoice is because of the Lord.
我们的喜乐的立足点呢，是在于不改变的主之上，而不是在环境或其他的事情上。
Our joy is built upon the unchanging Lord and not on external circumstances or other determinants.
而在各种面对各种的痛苦啦，或者是愁烦啦，艰难时刻的时候，也只有靠主呢，才是能挺过去的唯一的方法。
In face of all pains, sorrows and difficulties, the only way to get through is by relying on the Lord.
上几周跟真正师母呢，到一间花店去购买一些的花，要作为布置教会一楼接待处，供大家可以拍照啦，或者是增添那种农历新年的这个所谓的气氛。
Couple of weeks ago, I went to the flower shop with my wife for flowers to decorate the church reception desk so that people can take photos and enjoy the atmosphere of Chinese New Year.
交谈的时候呢，他知道说，哦，花店的老板娘是基督徒。
As we talked, we found that the lady boss is a Christian.
我跟他讲，我是牧师，所以他就向我做见证。
So I said, hey, I'm a pastor. And then she gave me her testimony.
他说十多年前呢，他是在一个以前旧的地方，这个地点呢去经营花店，那时候生意也是非常的好。
10 years ago, she ran a flower shop business at another location, and at that time the business was very good.
但突然呢，接到消息说啊，必须要被逼要搬迁呢，那就向主来祷告说，主啊，可不可以说让我继续留在这个地方？
But one day, suddenly she received news that she has to move. So she prayed to the God, God, can you please allow me to remain here?
你觉得祷告后，出于她继续留在那个地方？
Did she manage to stay on after praying?
有没有？没有。她说最后还是被逼要搬。
She said, after praying, I was still forced to move.
所以她因此就抱怨主说，为何你不听我的祷告？也加上生活上遇到一些不好的事情呢，所以他就抱着这个抱怨的心呢离开主，然后说也不再参与这样的服事了。
And so she complained about God and saying that God did not listen to her prayer. And on top of that, she also encountered many unpleasant things in her life subsequently. So she left God with a complaining heart.
然而呢，他在面对这种的艰难挂虑的时候啊，他却清楚有句话。或者是经文不断去出现提醒他，他说：“我必与你同在，必不撇下你，你不必害怕。”
However, despite that, subsequently, whenever she faced difficulties or worries, there's a verse that keeps reminding her and a voice that keeps speaking to her that says, "I will be with you. I will not leave you. Do not be afraid."
特别他觉得很奇怪，这一句话“我必与你同在”一直出现在他的这个脑海里面。
This word keeps coming to her mind. I will be with you.
几年后，她终于了解了，她离开旧的花店，到现在这个新的花店的地点呢，都是有主美好的这个心意。
A few years later, she finally understood that actually relocating from the old spot to the new place is actually for her good.
第就是说，她现在这个现有的花店呢，是很巧合下她去得到的。
Even her current location was gotten by some coincidence.
而且呢，她的生意呢也比之前更好，也更多的顾客来到这个花店去买这个花。
And the business flourished. She got more customers coming to buy flowers from her.
她相信这一切都是主所赐给她的，所以她又再次回到教会。
And she realized that this is God-given, and therefore she came back to God and to the church.
亲爱的姐妹们。生命记第31:8，他这么说：耶和华必在你前面行，他必亲自与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你，你不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Dear brothers and sisters, Deuteronomy 31:8, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear and do not be dismayed.
老板娘她靠着这个信心的话和应许， 我必与你同在，帮助他勇敢去面对和克服任何的困难跟焦虑，并且亲身经历和亲眼看见了上帝的同在跟祝福。
Lady Boss, she relied on the words of God and God's promise that I will be with you to help her brave and overcome life's difficulties and worries. And through this, she experienced and she attests to God's presence and God's blessings.
所以呢，不管现今你我面对任何的艰难困苦或者是忧愁的时候，告诉跟勉励自己说，有主与我同在，我不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
So, no matter what hardships you are facing today, let us encourage ourselves. The Lord is with me. I need not fear or panic.
那我们一起开声讲，有主与我同在，我不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
The Lord is with me. I need not fear or panic.
彼得前书第五章第七节也如此勉励我们说。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
你们要将一切的忧虑却给上帝，因为他顾念你们。
Cast your anxieties on him, for he cares about you.
感恩我们有一位顾念我们的上帝，与你跟我同在，我们还需要惧怕跟恐惧吗？
Thankfully, we have a God who cares for us and is with us. Do I still need to be afraid or worry?
而第二个关键词就是这个借着祷告、祈求和感谢所要的告诉上帝。
The second key phrase is by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
这是一个很好的提醒，就是说在任何的情况之下呢，我们要学习向上帝祷告，不单是带着祈求，更是带着感谢的心。
This is a good reminder that in any situation, learn to pray to God, not only with a heart of supplication, but also with thanks and a grateful heart.
这样呢，它可以帮助我们增强对上帝的信靠依赖。
This helps us to trust God and to rely on Him.
祷告呢，是在上帝的面前去坦诚地告诉我们的需要，这是一种持续感恩和完全信靠的态度去信靠他。
To pray is to come before God with a boldness and to talk to Him about our needs and to trust Him with continual gratitude and total reliance.
啊，可能你会说，根据马太福音第六章三十二节告诉我们说，哎呀，天父都知道我们所需用的一切，为什么我们还要将所要的告诉他呢？
Maybe you ask, didn't Matthew chapter 6 tells us that the Father knows all we need? So why must I still come to Him with all my requests?
弟兄们，为什么天父都已经知道我们所要的，为什么还要用祷告将所要的告诉他呢？
God already knows my needs. Why do I still need to come to tell him about what I need?
为什么呢？
Why?
其实这是表示一种谦卑的这个依靠。
To do so is about entrusting to God in humbleness.
这种态度的祷告呢，可以表达出就是说，不是我们要去做什么，或者是说将要做什么，而是让我们知道说上帝要做什么。
This attitude in prayer is our expression that the focus is not what we are going to do or not what we will do, but what God is doing.
他再次将我们拉回来，就是说不是将我们作为焦点，而是以神作为焦点。因为很多时候我们祷告完了之后就说我要去做什么，要怎么做，可是有没有一个空间让神去做他要做的事情？
It draws us away from the focus on ourselves, but point it back to God and what God is going to do.
并且去相信呢，他会按他的心意做一些超乎我们的能力和这个想法的超自然的事情，领受他所赐下出人意外的平安。
And to trust that God will do the necessary according to His will, including performing supernatural miracles beyond our abilities and imagination.
相信新年期间大家会吃鱼，对吗？
I believe we will be eating fish during Chinese New Year.
除了捞鱼身没有鱼刺之外，小心吃鱼要有鱼刺。
Be careful about fish bone.
OK, 前几周呢，跟小组探访队呢，去探访了一位姐妹，也给她吃这个圣餐。
A few weeks ago, with a visitation team, I visited a sister for Holy Communion.
她向我们呢，诉说了一个感恩跟奇妙的见证。
She related an amazing testimony to us.
他说他有一次不小心呢，将鱼刺呢刺进了这个喉咙里面去。
Once she accidentally swallowed and lodged a fish bone in her throat.
那时候心里当然是很着急，对吗？赶快说要赶去医院，准备将这个鱼刺呢能够取出来。
She was very anxious and rushed to the hospital to have it removed.
而医院呢也接到了这个通知呢，也很迅速的就预备好了这个所谓的医疗的器材，等他来了就帮他取出那个鱼骨。
And the hospital, upon hearing her call, said they prepared the necessary medical equipment.
当他在送到医院的途中呢，他想起说要不断向神祷告，所以他就不断的来向神祷告，祈求说：“神啊，求你帮助我，保护我。”
On the way to the hospital, she kept praying to God and said, "Please guard me, Lord."
当他抵达了医院的时候呢，奇怪的事情既然发生了。
On arrival at hospital, something strange happened.
他说他感觉到喉咙好像有点异物，要想要吐出来。
She felt the need to spit out something that's some foreign body in her.
那当他吐出来的时候，他发现他的鱼骨就在那个里面。
After she vomited, she found the bone in the vomit.
所以呢，因此呢，她就不需要动用这个医疗器材来去将它取出来。
So there was no longer any need to medically remove it.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, praise and thanks to God.
但我自己要说，不是说每次祷告我就一定经历到这样一个奇妙的事情。
Of course, we may not always have similar strange encounters each time we pray.
我们要相信说上帝会透过或使用各种不同的方式让我亲身去经历和去看见他奇妙的作为。
Rather, we believe that God engages us in different ways for us to experience his amazing workings.
正如我在圣诞节联合崇拜中曾经跟大家说过，就是上帝会为了安抚人心中的不安呢，在不安的事情上他会以各种不同的方式呢去给予引导跟眷顾。
At the recent Christmas combined worship, I shared that God will provide guidance and care in various ways in matters of uneasiness.
比如说派遣天使、使者呢，或者受过圣经的预言啊、馨香等等呢，去作为他彰显大能的这个管道，让人得到他赐下的平安跟眷顾。
For example, sending angels through word, through prophecy, movements of stars, instructions in dreams, and so on.
请继续看这个第七节。
Verse 7，
这说上帝所赐人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
第三个关键词呢，就是这个心怀意念。
The third key phrase is your heart and mind.
当我们凡事带着这个感谢的心去祷告祈求，这样所谓的告诉上帝呢？不论他有没有应允或者实现我们所要的，他的结果呢，就是上帝的平安将会保守我们的心。
When we pray and make supplications with gratitude, telling God our needs, regardless whether He fulfills our requests, the result will always be that God's peace will guard our hearts.
他将这个平安呢赐给我们，使我们可以在处于不安或忧虑中呢，能够保守。护卫我们整个人的内心世界，比如说意情志。
God gives us this peace so that we will no longer feel in turmoil or worry, and He guards our whole inner world, our minds, our emotions, aspirations.
使我们呢不受到这个所谓的忧愁挂虑的干扰，甚至可以得以脱离我们的所谓的挂虑，然后呢在内心得到享受上帝自己的平安。
So that we are not disturbed by worries or anxieties, can even overcome and be enjoy God's own peace in our hearts.
正如在这个以赛亚书二十六章第三节所说的，坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you."
愿上帝眷顾保守我们的心怀意念，在困境中呢。仍然保存那种喜乐和平安的心。
May God take care of and guard our hearts and minds that we continue to have joy and peace amidst troubles.
感谢上帝的恩典和弟兄姐妹们对喜言堂教会的爱戴。
Thanks be to God for your love for the church.
在今年一月一日向大家分享说，我们的新大楼的六楼和七楼的地板需要进行这个整修的工程。
On the first day of this year, I shared that the floors of level 6 and level 7 of the new building needs to be renovated.
但是因为去年预算的这金额有些不足，还欠几万块，所以呢，只完成第一个阶段而已。
But there was lack of budget, and we still owe tens of thousands of dollars, and therefore we only managed to complete phase 1.
我们需要再去做预算，而是说看怎么想办法，是不是要去进行这个第二段的工程。
And we need to think about whether there's budget for the phase two.
而很感人的，在两周之内呢，就收到几位弟兄姐妹们的特别的奉献，我们总共收到了62,000块。
Thanks be to God. Within 2 weeks, we received special offerings from several brothers and sisters, totaling 62,000.
我们的大概初步可能说在7-8万之间，所以我们这样的一个收到60,000的奉献呢，就让我们可以说迅速再去收集几家公司报价单的对比后，我们就可以安心的开始第二阶段的工程。
The total requirement was about 80,000, but with this 62,000, it allows us to quickly gather some quotations and then to start the second phase of the project.
上帝是为垂听人祷告的神，我们将一切荣耀归给我们的神。
God, here's our prayer. Let's glory be to God.
所以我们第二阶段的工程是做定了。
Definitely, we'll carry on with phase two of this renovation.
那我们做完之后啊，会拍照给他看有多美。
Once we're done, we will show you how it looks like.
然后另外在面对未来的发展跟需要
in addition, in face of a development for the future,
我们必须很迫切来为喜言堂提升关于科技互联网或者数码化的软体跟硬体的这个设备。
The church needs to urgently digitalize to upgrade our IT software and hardware.
我们主要是希望说将这些提升了之后呢，能够帮助教会的财务组呢，人力资源同工或者行政同工呢，更有效的去处理教会的事务，还有就是减轻同工们的这类的工作的负担，让教会呢更有效去进行牧养和管理的这个事宜。
All this upgrading is to assist with the church finance, with the human resource and administration work, so that we can reduce some of this administration work for better and more effective pastoral care and ministry.
比如说我们可以有一个很好的一个可以做的事情，就是我们可以填写和记录信徒们这些资料，然后有系统呢来去进行探访和这个牧养的这个服事，来去祝福教会和信徒。
For example, this upgrading will allow us to fill in and record information of believers and to systematically follow up on visits and pastoral ministries.
而非常感人的，我们已经成功能够得到国家政府的津贴的辅助呢，我们可以申请高达新币40,000元的这个辅助金。
And thankfully, we have applied for government subsidy and we have gotten approval for the funds.
所以我们教会还需要要去筹款大概新币40,000块。
We receive approval from the government fund of 40,000 and we need to raise another additional 40,000.
而我要告诉大家感谢主的一件事情。
Tell me another very thankful thing.
上周呢我们也特别收到一个奉献，就是6,000元的这个奉献给这个数码化的这个特别奉献。
Last week we received a special donation, 6,000 for digitalization project.
而现在我们变成只需要34,000的这个资金呢，就可以开始这个所谓的进行这样的一个提升的这个设备的一个工程。
And now we only have a shortfall of 34,000 to carry on with this work.
我相信上帝必定会祝福和眷顾。
I believe God will grant us favor and bless us.
也感动弟兄姐妹们在此事情上去参与。
And move His children to participate in this matter of giving.
然后最后就是2023年呢，是喜言堂这个设教140周年的大日子。
This year 2023, we commemorate the 140th anniversary of Jubilee Church.
我们每一位都是属于这个教会的一份子，所以呢，恳切的邀请大家呢，能够一起参与这个充满意义的这个140周年的这个庆祝活动。
Every one of us here is a member of the church. Therefore, I invite you to join us in this meaningful celebration of the 140th anniversary.
而我们这一次呢，完全没有向教会支取任何的预算作为活动的经费。
We did not withdraw budget from this.
我们完全是以叫做筹款的方式来去进行。
We will celebrate this through fundraising.
我们也需要大概新币大概55,000的这个经费。
And the celebration will be about $55,000.
我要感谢上帝的这个祝福和这个弟兄姐妹们的大力的支持。
Thanks for God's blessing and a strong support of our brothers and sisters.
前几周我们透过这个售卖这个票呢，还有这个红包带这个自由奉献，我们共筹得了新币7,000多块钱。
through ticket sales and through our offering for printed ampaos, we managed to raise 7,000.
我们大概需要的是48,000.
Shortfall is about 48,000.
所以我们就说好，我们承担起来，我们去为着这个140周年纪念呢，我们去做这个募款的这个活动.
So we said yes, we shall celebrate and we shall raise fund for this.
140周年的主题叫做承前启后见证基督.
The theme of this celebration is embracing our heritage, being witnesses of Christ.
选用这个主题的目的呢，我之前已经告诉大家。
Why this theme?
就希望说喜莲堂能够传承前人所留下美好的这个见证或者事工的成果。
That Jubilee Church will inherit the wonderful testimony and ministry achievements by our predecessors.
包括现今我们教会所要发展的这个事工。
Including the ministry that the church desires to develop to come.
能够成为一个有启发，让我们下一代能够更好的方式去耕耘跟牧养上帝的教会。
And then to inspire our next generation to cultivate and shepherd God's church in a better way.
而我相信这也是一个最好的机会来去展现我们信靠他的心，然后也见证基督的恩典和祝福。
This is also the best opportunity to show our trust in God and to witness the grace and blessings of Christ.
而跟大家分享以上的这几项重要事工的这个发展呢，如果顺利完成，我相信 对喜莲堂未来10年、20年是有很大的这个影响，并且带领喜莲堂能够迈入另一个新时代这个里程碑。
And all these ministries and developments that I have shared above, if we successfully implement it, we will have a great impact for the next 10 to 20 years for Jubilee to go into a new era.
而作为喜莲堂的主理牧师,
As moderator of Jubilee Church,
我有这个使命, 也愿意承担起去呼吁跟号召弟兄姐妹们来去一起为这事情呢来去做这个迫切的祷告，并且踊跃的参与这个奉献。
I embrace this mission and I am willing to take on the responsibility to call upon brothers and sisters to pray urgently for these matters and to actively participate.
稍微算一下，它总数呢大概需要10万块。
In the total sum, it costs about 100,000.
所以面对世界跟经济趋势的千变万化，我其实也会有所挂虑和担心，能够筹得到10万块吗？
And against this backdrop of ever-changing world and economic trends, I myself also face some anxieties and worries.
但是今天的信息的经文的信息和透过信徒们的生命的见证，
By today's message and the life testimonies of believers,
帮助我有信心去面对心里的担忧和挂虑。
Have helped me to gain confidence to face my worries and my anxieties.
为什么呢? 因为我相信我身边有主跟我同在，我还需要挂虑和恐惧什么呢?
Because I know I have the Lord by my side, and therefore what else do I need to worry and fear?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 而且我后面有一群的那个爱神 爱喜莲堂教会的弟兄姐妹们在背后给予积极的祷告、鼓励跟支持，我更不需要有什么的恐惧和挂虑了。
Moreover, I have a group of brothers and sisters who love God, who love the church, and they will offer and support in all ways.
Amen.
Do we agree?
今年有一首本地创作的新春歌曲，叫做《我有上帝罩我呢》。
This year, there's a locally composed Chinese New Year song called God Covers Me.
不晓得大家有没有听过这首歌?
Have you heard it? He covers me. Yeah.
没有的话可以跟我说曲，或者是网上应该查得到 YouTube.
Yeah, you can find it in YouTube.
这首诗歌呢，不但充满了新年和祝福的味道。
This song not only rings in this Chinese New Year festivities.
更强调，凡事有上帝造就我们，我们可以所向无敌。
It also emphasizes that when God covers us in all things, we will overcome all things.
丢门 六姐们，我们有上帝造作，你跟我，我们还怕什么？
God covers us in all things. What else? What may I fear?
非常推荐大家可以去听这首诗歌。
Please go and listen to this song.
在新的一年里，愿上帝帮助我们能够有更大的信心、勇气和智慧。
In the new year, may God help us have greater faith and courage.
在严峻的环境中，我们学习如何依靠主呢，来向前走，然后去发展上帝家的这个事工。
And in difficult situations, rely on God to progress forward and develop the ministry of God's family.
包括我们个人家庭生活需要面对各种艰难的挑战和怪力的时候，因着有主的同在。
And when we face matters in our personal and family life, because of the presence of the Lord,
当我们离开这个教会的时候，回到去我们家里跟家人团圆，去拜年或是去庆祝新年的时候，我们能够如经文所说的，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将你们所要的告诉上帝，上帝所赐人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And because of the presence of the Lord, when we depart from this place, we, wherever we go, we will say, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God.
让我们能够在任何环境中都带着喜乐的心，能够去领受上帝所赐给那超越人所能了解的平安。
And then therefore we receive the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
是我们的心怀意念，就算在这个困境挂历中呢，我们还是仍然保存一颗满有喜乐和平安的心。
That our hearts and minds are in Christ and filled with joy and peace.
所以等下大家离开的时候，请拿开口罩，看一下你们的笑容才离开，好吗
？So I love to see your smiling face when you leave.
也祈求神赐福，帮助我们在新一年的开始。
And ask of God to bless us in the beginning of this year.
我们能够不断的去亲眼看见和亲身经历到上帝将要行的大事和大能的作为。
To continually see and experience the new things and manifestations of God's power.
然后呢，去见证他确实就是一位能够在旷野开这个道路，在沙漠开江河的真神。
And to testify that He is indeed a God who does things, does new things.
在新一年这几周呢，我就亲身经历跟看见了上帝的这个奇妙的作为。
And I have personally witnessed to God's power these few weeks.
我也希望说，让这个我们140周年的主题承前启后，见证基督呢，能够成为喜言堂每一位信徒在140周年的纪念庆祝的重点和见证。
And I wish that this vision of embracing our heritage, being witness of Christ, becomes a focus and testimony of every believer in Jubilee Church.
我们所做的，我们所看见的，我们所经历的，可以成为延续传承给喜言堂下一代的宝贵的这个信仰的遗产和学习的榜样。
Everything that we see, that we experience, can become a heritage that we leave as legacy to our next generation.
这就是我们要承前启后，见证基督。
This is what it means to embrace our heritage and be testimony for Christ.
再次去祝贺大家新年平安喜乐，主恩满意。
Wishing again once and all to all of you peace and joy abounding in God's grace and blessings.
Amen.
Amen.